Oktoberfests with beer. They're rolling out specials like the Oktoberfest Beer Cheese Dippers made with special Sam Adams Oktoberfest Cheddar Dip. Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports.
Be sure to listen for Growing Green with Missouri Botanical Gardens' Gene Ponzi. Weekends on KTRS. Brought to you by St. Louis Composting at stlcompost.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over.
Hello, darling.
Hello, Mr. Cox.
You ready to sing one?
I'm always ready.
Well, all right. In my dreams, you're blowing me some kisses.
That's one of my favorite things to do.
You and I could go down in history.
That's what I'm praying to do with you.
Let's do it. Sacred time. I'm gonna beat off all my demons.
That's what loving Jesus all about.
Looking in your eyes, I start believing.
Let's bring this whisper to a shout.
Wanna make out what you're saying?
Read my lips, it's what you're looking for.
Here I am a sneaking up behind you.
Just dance, man.
Yeah.
You can always come in my back door.
Let's do it.
She leaves it unlocked for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Good job, Dan. I like your band.
Oh,
sound good.
Thanks.
Good song. You write that?
I did, yes.
Wow. Nice harmony.
It's good, yeah. The girl's good.
Oh, it's Diane. Yeah.
She's really good.
On the sunny side of the street.
Blah, 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 blah. You know how it goes.
Blah, blah, blah.
Good afternoon, everybody. How you doing? Got your windows down in your car, or top down, or your top down, or if it's a Target top, top up. Remember T-tops when a car had like two separate,
yes.
You could remove, and the dumbest looking thing was you take one T-top or one off and leave one on.
Yeah.
That's just dumb.
At the Trans Am, that
yeah,
had,
the Trans Am
yeah.
had them.
And that here's the other thing. You people who are out today in your convertibles, I'm just telling you, when you have all the windows rolled up and the top down, you look stupid. I'm sorry.
It does.
It looks stupid.
Right, yeah. One or the other.
Either have a convertible and, you know, go big or go home. Don't have the windows up.
And what is
the top down.
What is the sense of having the windows up? Does it cut down
cut
on the
wind? Down. If you don't want wind, you shouldn't have a convertible.
Right.
I can't stand that look. It's none of my business, but I almost want to go,
beep, 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 beep.
Hey, you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to yell out, either put up the top or roll down your window. Of course, you certainly have the right to do whatever you want to do. Welcome. Here we are, the 19th of October. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
No, I think it's not today.
Well, yeah, there's something. I heard a song.
3rd of June.
3rd of June.
Yeah,
that was
yeah,
it.
The 3rd
Ode to Billy Joe. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So let's just jump right in. What do you say? What weather? My goodness. I've never been the type to fake being sick, but this would be a day. For those of you who do that, and you know who you are. And here's another thing. Don't you think your boss, you think he's stupid or she's stupid? When you call in on a day like today and go, I'll try to come in. I might infect other people. No, you need to stay home, Jim. They're not stupid. You do that on a horrible, crappy day. You don't do it today. It just doesn't work. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. Dan Strauss, everybody. Dan, it's all yours.
Thank you so much,
you're
Frank.
Welcome.
It was a fabulous, fabulous weekend ahead. Went to see Grace Potter and the Nocturnals at the pageant over the weekend.
See, I don't know who that is. Is that local?
No.
Is that Mrs. Potter?
No, not Mrs. Potter.
Well, hold on here.
What?
I never knew you did Jimmy Stewart. Do that again.
Wow.
That Mrs.
Okay, you don't. No, you don't. You don't.
That Mrs. Potter?
No, you don't do. I was
no,
wrong. You
yeah,
don't do
don't.
Jimmy Stewart. Sorry.
Grace Potter does. If I were in Paris, if I was in Paris, ooh la la, ooh la 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 la. You'd probably know the song.
A newer song?
That sounds just like...
No, it's not a newer song. Pull up Grace Potter. It's either ooh la la or if I was in Paris or what, and you would recognize that song.
Grace Potter.
Yeah, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. She has, oh my goodness, an unbelievable voice.
Every time I hear the word nocturnal, I think of Nocturnal Emission.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever heard this?
No.
I don't think Frank would have heard this.
No, thank you.
Well, when you get to the...
I kind of like it. I don't hate him.
You got me. Oh, she is tremendous.
He looks attractive.
You know who was on? Did you see Saturday Night Live? Did you watch it?
No.
Well, everybody, of course, is talking about the Bernie Sanders done by Larry David. The musical guest was Demi Lovato.
Oh.
And I don't know anything about her. I've heard the name.
I think she was a Disney
yes, I think she was
actress.
Too.
She looks like she could crush you if she put you between her legs.
Mm. Oh, Thunder Thighs?
Yes. She could crush you like an aluminum can crusher. You would become an aluminum can. I mention that because I don't know who Grace Potter is, and I don't know who Demi Lovato is. I just think Demi Lovato is a great name.
Yeah.
It's a great name. Probably, maybe it's not a real name. It's a good name.
So,
and then I tried to listen. 98% over the years of the musical guests that have been on Saturday Night Live, I can't stand it.
I'm the same with you. I can't, I try to watch, sit
I don't know
through
where,
a little bit
who
of it.
Who decides and... on who their musical guests?
I know. I don't know.
And then once every 10 years you're watching, they'll go, musical guests, Simon and Garfunkel. Okay, yeah, I know who that is. But
or Michael Bublé.
And you know, it's the first time I ever saw White Stripe.
Well, Miley Cyrus was the first episode this season, and her music,
I hate her music
can be all over the place.
But
she can sing, but it just sounds, you know.
The only reason I know who the White Stripes are is I saw them on Saturday Night Live. It was so horrible. I remember coming in here going, you can't believe how bad this was. And it was that, what was that song?
In My Little Room.
And they played that song. I thought, you got to be kidding me. This is a song.
And that Jack, what's his name?
Jack White.
He's like considered.
Here it is. Hang on. Dan, you guys ought to do this song. It's a great song.
I'd love to.
Well, you're in your little room. And you're working on something good. But if it's really good, you're gonna need a bigger room.
Now, if you're waiting for this song to become better,
you might not
it doesn't.
Know what to do.
It gets worse.
You might have to think of how you got started sitting in your little room.
Yeah, that's the song. According to somebody. And I'm watching Saturday Night Live, and this was the song, and I just thought, I must be completely now detached from what's out there musically, because I do not get this.
I don't get it either.
Demi Lovato, interesting looking, a weird, goofy dress, and I don't know anything about her.
But Jack White is considered a great guitar player.
I'm sure he's a musical genius.
That's what he's considered.
Now back to Grace Potter.
Was his sister, too, playing drums.
I don't think
Well, anybody could have played that drum.
They're not together.
It was always, rumor of what they were, if they were married, or I don't know if it ever came out.
Maybe
what
it was
deal.
His sister and they were married.
Could have been.
It could have been.
Could have been part of the Jesco White family.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, back to Grace Potter.
So anyway, Grace Potter. Oh, my goodness, I did it.
Yeah, you did.
Wow.
I did it once, too, in the last 5 years.
Wow. So I'll start. The entire day was like one of the days that I dream of. Like, we started off.
Well, this must have been a fantastic day.
Oh, it was awesome. It was a fantastic.
You're floating on a cloud.
Fantastic free day. My girlfriend Sandy has a granddaughter, and she was invited to a birthday party. So we said we would go to the birthday party because they were going to go to the movies and see Transylvania Hotel 2. And I've already seen one. So we watched one Friday night so everybody knew what was going on.
Caught up.
Yeah. So then we went, and we expected to pay for the movie tickets. Well, the father of the little girl ended up paying for everyone, so we got a free movie. After the movie, we went to
what time was this?
The movie was 10:10 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So after the movie, we decided to take her granddaughter to get some lunch. So we went to a local restaurant that sells burgers and shakes and things like that. And lately, I don't know what's going on with a lot of these restaurants, but the service level has,
horrible.
Oh my
goodness! Experienced it this morning.
Yeah, it's gone down so bad,
terrible.
And so we get seated, and the guy that was waiting on us was just all over the place, and finally came over. They seated another group of four, and they took their order. They took our order first. Took their order. And all of a sudden, their food's coming out, and we're sitting there wondering, what in the world is going on? Why haven't we received our food? So I went up, and I asked the manager. I said,
did you tell him who you were?
No,
don't
I
you
didn't.
Know who I am? You pull the don't you know who I am thing.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't pull that, but I said, our waiter, Brian, has not really come back to our table. This table of four has received their food. They were here 10 or 15 minutes after they even took our order, and they just got their food. And she looks at me and she goes, they lost some orders back here, and your order got lost. And
when were they going to tell you?
I don't know. I said,
they didn't know it was their order wasn't there because it got lost.
You should sue him.
Yeah, he never came back and told us that our order was lost
pain
or anything.
And suffering.
Yeah.
How do you lose an order? Isn't everything going in computer nowadays? The registers are all computers, and
I have no idea how they lost the order. So then the manager comes out, and she puts all of her food down, and it wasn't that much. And she says, I'm taking care of your bill and taking care of your lunch. And and then if you want some dessert or anything else, I said, we ordered malts and shakes, so that's... we need those.
So you had a free movie.
Got a free
and
movie.
And now a free meal.
Oh, this is a good day.
Oh, this is the perfect day for you.
I know. So we got the free movie, free meal, and then Sandy, my girlfriend, won a gift basket for a free hotel room that night at a hotel down in the Loop area, which was right next door to the venue, and I got free tickets to see Grace Potter.
How frustrating. She won, what, one room?
Yeah.
Well, that had to be the end of the night together with you guys.
Yeah, how
right?
frustrating. Yeah. Here you guys are, not married.
Yeah.
And an opportunity to use a tremendous hotel room that you can't use because you're not married.
Well, yeah. Well, I slept on a chair. I slept in a chair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I let her have the bed, and then I took the chair.
You wet her half the bed?
Yeah, I wet her half of the bed. Actually, I did. I said, you sleep on that side of the bed because it's wet.
Now, let me tell you, just tell me if I'm right. In my mind, here's how the evening kind of went. You check in, and you look, and there's a big king-size bed. There are two of you. Mm-hmm. You're not married.
Yeah.
And she said, you take the bed just as a gesture, knowing you'd say, no, I'll never do that. I'll sleep on the chair, and you sleep on the bed. And so that's what you did. Now, I also am guessing that at some point she tried to coerce you into doing a sin, like committing a sin. Am I right? In the middle of the night, come over and go, you look so uncomfortable in that chair. Why don't you just come lie in the bed?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything. That's how they trick you.
Yeah.
Nothing will happen. You know how women are.
All they want
is sex. All they want.
Yeah.
Did she try to trick you?
Yeah, she did.
I knew it.
She tried to trick me.
I knew it.
And there's a jacuzzi tub in there also.
Oh, she planned it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Here's what probably happened.
Was it a trap?
She won this world. And then she upgraded it without your knowledge, saying, get me in one of the jacuzzi tub between that and that bed.
And the massage chair.
I will convince him to commit a sin and to have sex out of wedlock. I'm telling you, they're tricky, they're crafty.
Oh, yeah.
You're in a great mood. We know how this went.
Oh, it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She probably put something in your drink. Next thing you know, you wake up and you're in bed with her. Yeah. Your clothes are on.
I don't remember anything.
Yeah. Well, when he walked in here, do you know he came in today?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
How you guys doing? I'm doing great.
He usually hardly ever speak. You know, he just walked right over. No, not today. Yeah. Hey, how's everybody doing?
Hey, what's going
on?
So
we knew. We could tell.
It was a great free weekend.
Anything else?
No, I don't think I have anything else.
Now, you know people are going to want to know where you stay. Tell them right now, you're not going to tell them, because you'll have to email back and go, here's where we stay. Don't do that, because they don't pay us any money.
Yeah, they don't pay.
Screw them. They
pay no money at all. And it's, I'll just tell you, it's expensive.
Yeah, told me.
They have some rules and regulations, too, that I had to talk with the general manager around to get around that.
What does that mean? Smoking?
No, not smoking. Oh, no, but they do charge you. Now they tell you at the front desk.
Couples in sin? What kind of room are you talking about?
If you do smoke, they will. If you smoke in the room, they'll fine you $250.
Well, they should.
But, and I'm fine with that. But then, no, that they will, on some weekends, they will say that there's a two-night minimum.
Ah.
So.
Yeah, they don't like one of the nights unsold.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a two-night minimum.
You worked around that. That's when you said, don't you know who I am, probably.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I still didn't use that.
Well, you should. If you have to, you pull that and you use it.
Yeah.
And it'll be very embarrassing when you do, because their answer will be, no, I have no idea who you are.
Yeah.
And then when you tell them, they will never have heard of this station or you or this show or anything. And that's embarrassing.
I know.
Peon, what do you have?
Just a couple quick things. Things I learned on the internet today I thought I'd share.
Okay.
Ready?
What's
there's no, porn?
Not porn. You don't learn porn.
Well, one of the thing actually is porn related.
Okay.
there are jobs in China. It's actually a government job title in China. It's called a porn judge. People are paid $32,000 a year to view porn and have the sacred task of returning the internet to a clean and safe state. So I guess that means they'll. Because, you know, China, most of the web is controlled by the government.
Censored.
Yeah, so these porn judges sit and watch all this porn and decide what people are allowed to see. So, yeah.
I bet they have to take a break every once in a
while. Damon's right.
A porn judge.
Two more things I learned today. This is a great. It's from on the site Reddit. They have just. It's a bunch of facts that people just stumble upon. And actually, the word spaghetti is the plural form of the word. Do you know what an individual strand is called?
Spaghetti?
A spaghetto.
I didn't know
spaghetto?
That.
Yeah.
Spaghettios.
Yeah.
One would be a spaghettio, pretty close to just a spaghetto. Spaghetto sounds like the father of Pinocchio. Oh,
yeah.
That was Geppetto.
Yeah, that's
close.
That was his mom, spaghetto.
Yeah, Geppetto and spaghetto.
And then the last thing that's on here is pretty interesting. You know, you hear people, big drinkers, that talk about, oh, man, I blacked out. I don't remember anything.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Well, there's actually a thing that happens. The alcohol affects your hippocampus.
Wow.
Hippocampus.
And it's not that you forget anything. It's that the hippocampus must
is this in the
do
brain,
memories.
The
yes, it's in the brain. And so your brain just doesn't record any new memories after the alcohol takes effect on that part. So that you don't forget what happened. Your brain just doesn't record it.
Never registered.
So how about that? Your hippocampus. So
learn something.
The hippocampus out.
Sounds don't, like a sounds well, like a part of a college for big fat people.
It does.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but you're going to have to take your courses over on the hippocampus now that you've reached 480 pounds. Yeah. What I remember from school was the cerebrum, the cerebellum, and the medulla oblongata. Did you study that?
Those are the parts, right? Chambers or whatever. Yeah, which is the front one?
I think that's the cerebrum. Cerebellum, no, I don't know. Medulla oblongata is kind of down and below, like
the your back of your neck, yeah. Right? Isn't yeah. it? Yeah. Yeah.
Where do they come up with these names?
I don't know. They're all Latin or something.
Yeah.
That was it, though.
Medulla oblongata. How about just base of the brain? How
yeah.
How about front, sides, and bottom instead of those names? Close it out. Burke segment's officially closed. Here's what's going to happen today. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Chit-chat. Take your calls if you like. Jose Hernandez will join us after the 4 o'clock news break. If you have any tech questions, I would advise you to jump in here and talk to him because he knows a lot of stuff. He understands what algorithms are. I have no idea what that is, an algorithm. Mm-hmm. It sounds like something a musician would, hey, your algorithm is off.
Yeah.
Like a bad trumpet player. But I'll never know that because I'm too old now and I don't want to learn all that stuff. He knows it all. So technical questions, if you're shopping for gadgets or you're having trouble, he's the guy. First Community Credit Union is the banking facility. We would love for you to consider moving all your banking business to. Now, this morning I did something I haven't done for at least 10 years. Had a doctor's ophthalmologist appointment this morning, so I'm in the car for a while, and I thought I'm going to listen to morning radio. And I picked a couple of stations. One, 5 minutes, I couldn't stand it anymore, so I went to another one. And I noticed.
I don't think that's very nice to say about McGraw. I mean,
see, you better edit that out because if he hears that.
Oh, yeah, he'll be upset.
Oh, you weren't listening to our station. It was another station.
Yeah, another station.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I won't even give that 5 minutes, McGraw. So I hear First Community Credit Union. You know what happens here? We become so isolated, we sort of think we're the only station. No, we're not. There are, let's say, 15 stations that are. Have enough
clear
of an
enough
audience
signal.
To, and enough of an audience to be considered viable, maybe not direct competitors, but they're in the pool. And I hear that, and I think, I wonder how many stations First Community Credit Union is on. And I don't know the answer to that. But here's what I do know. If they can't directly attribute new business, enough of it to us to justify what they're spending, they drop us like a hot potato. And if that happens 2, 3, 4 times, we're off the air. So it is crucial. And I'm not kidding. I'm riding along, and I hear them do a poor job of promoting First Community. They did it just like they did everything else, just like it was slapped in front of them, and they read it to get through it. There was no real sincerity to it, or it didn't sound like they even knew what they were talking about. I do know, because I've been banking there for 7 or 8 years. I know a lot of, maybe more. I don't know the timeline. 8, 9 years. I know a lot about First Community Credit Union because I do all my banking. I never heard one of these people say, I do all my banking there. They talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. So it's extremely important when you do go there, if you're a customer now and you're there because of the show, tell them that. Remind them of that. And if you're new, especially if you're new, say, I'm here because I'm AM in the PM. And I want to make sure you know that. We would appreciate it because it's become a very tough, competitive world, this advertising world. And everybody wants everybody's money. But not everybody's going to keep getting it if they don't produce results. We produce results. We do. And I hope to continue to. And that's where you come in. So when you change your banking, and I think eventually you probably will, if you're really AM in the PM, you make sure they know why. And you might start with a car loan, because if you move your car loan from somewhere else to First Community right now till they pull the offer, because it's still there, they want to give you $100. What a perfect time of year to get an extra $100. Holiday season. And you're also probably going to get a lower rate, which means your car payment goes down. win-win. And if you like that, then you'll like doing all your banking at First Community because they're very competitive, yet the level of service is incredible because if you've ever been in a restaurant and the owner comes in, oh, they don't make a mistake. The owner's here. When you walk in, you're one of the owners. The customers, the members, own First Community Credit Union. It is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, 42 locations, and I'm sure soon I'll tell you about a 43rd because they're growing every day. Thanks to you. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
Now we're going to check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Thanks, Dan. It looks like construction issues causing the delays, what I have to talk about here. Coming in on eastbound 370, a little west of 94 to the Discovery Bridge. Only the right lane is getting through. On Highway 55 at 157, you've got each direction over in Illinois that's got delays there because of road work. Same thing on westbound 64 between Route 4 and Highway 50. Look for long delays there. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day. Plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. Tim Weiland with your Big 550 KTRS traffic.
Live and local.
The Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Earning your degree from Arizona State University is a great way to plan for your future, redefine your career, and get noticed by employers. How do we know? The Wall Street Journal recognized ASU for producing some of the best qualified graduates, making it an employer favorite across the country. In fact, almost 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Arizona State University offers more than 100 of our world-class degrees completely online. You receive the exact same curriculum, earn the same degree, and interact with the same prestigious faculty as our on-campus students, from wherever you want, whenever you want. For information, call 1-800-400-6017. Join ASU Online and discover for yourself why U.S. News & World Report named ASU number one in the nation for innovation, ahead of both MIT and Stanford. Learn to thrive, discover your potential, and earn a degree that employers notice at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU degrees online, call 1-800-400-6017. That's 1-800-400-6017.
If you want more fun out of your home this year, the best place to start, Outdoor Living Incorporated at I-44 and Big Bend. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. Outdoor Living has been my place where I've turned to for my outdoor decking for years. And everyone in St. Louis has been turning to Outdoor Living since 1991. They've been transforming outdoor entertainment areas. Their showroom has 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of the things they have. They also operate their own lumber yard, and they'll supply all of the decking materials for your project. Outdoor Living, Inc. stocks TimberTech decking. That's that composite cap with the polymer shell. It's low maintenance, scratch resistance, and comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. Outdoor Living or Outdoor Living, Inc., located on South Holmes near I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood. 314-966-3325 or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
I was coming out of the hardware store when I saw him. An old man, late 70s, hunched over in the freezing rain, no hat on his head, limping across that slippery parking lot and pushing a row of shopping carts toward the cart corral. It's heartbreaking. Millions of hardworking Americans simply don't have enough money to retire, so they just keep working and working and working until it's too late. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, president and CEO of Power Trader, and I believe that's just plain wrong. That's why I'm now distributing to the public absolutely free copies of Power Trader's game-changing book on how regular folks can make the money they need to retire fast. For your free copy, call 1-800-400-3088. Don't let the lack of money rob you of your retirement. Call now for details and get your free copy of this book before it's too late. 1-800-400-3088. But hurry while supplies last. 1-800-400-3088. 1-800-400-3088.
In town and country, there's a community located on 21 rolling acres, making it hard to believe it's a retirement community. It's Marie de Villa, offering all levels of care from independent living in the Villa Estates to 24-hour care in an assisted living environment to skilled nursing care and memory care. Marie de Villa enjoys consistent management and ownership. Explore all the amenities that Marie de Villa offers by going online to mariedevilla.com.
Marie de Villa, serving St. Louis families since 1960.
At
At Westminster Christian Academy, students receive more than an education. They receive an opportunity, a chance to discover how their faith applies in the classroom, on the field, and in every other area of life. Join us for an open house Thursday, October 22nd at 6:30 p.m. and learn more about the power of a Christian education. Hear from our head of school, get to know our teachers, and tour our campus. Students are welcome. RSVP today by visiting wcastl.org.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter code 8383 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8383.
I'm going to do a bit of business. I want you to stick with me here because I'm going to play you something that's I'm torn as to how to feel about this, and I'll explain it in a minute, and it'll be worth listening to. There are two Good Feet stores in the St. Louis area. There's one in Shiloh, Illinois, and there's one in Creve Coeur. You know the Creve Coeur is Indian? That's an Indian name? It means broken heart. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I did know it.
You learned stuff. Maybe it's French.
Yeah, it's French.
It's French, but it's an Indian, French-Indian story or something about somebody with a broken heart. Folks, you listen to this station. You wouldn't just know the names of municipalities. You know what they mean. Stick with us. Creve Coeur has one. Shiloh, Illinois has one. Here's what they are. They're very simple. It's a simple process. You'll walk in there because you're in pain. Now, if you have, like, rectal pain, I don't think this is going to work out for you. Or inner ear pain. I can think of some examples. Your eye hurts. Okay. But anything that could be the result of a shooting pain that was generated from your feet, the way you stand, the way you walk, that could be hip, it could be knee, it could be backaches, headaches. Certainly, your foot hurting or feet hurting, then this could very well be the answer for you. And it's an insert, an arch support, whatever you want to call it. They'll ask you what hurts. They'll have you take off your shoes, not socks, and you'll step down on essentially a piece of carbon paper. And they are trained to look at that imprint and know exactly what needs to be shifted, how the weight very slightly needs to be shifted. And if you think, well, they'll put this in and you'll put your shoe on and stand up and start fall over because you'll walk foot. No. It's subtle. But it's just enough that the people who are singing the praises of Good Feet will tell you it's a little difference that makes all the difference. And when you get up and you walk around in your own shoes and you look at them and go, oh, my goodness, I can absolutely feel the difference, you found the right insert. I hope that happens for you. It does for thousands of people. In Creve Coeur, the Good Feet store is on Olive, just west of 270. It's across from Fridays. And in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. The Good Feet store is goodfeetstlouis.com. Every country, I think, now has blank's got talent. America's got talent. Japan's got talent. China's got talent. France has got talent. Get the idea? It's a syndicated sort of cookie-cutter formula. A listener sent me a video of two little kids in China who sing the Josh Groban, and to me, it's his song, You Raise Me Up, you know the song. It's a great song. These little kids sing this song. They cannot be more than 8 or 10 years old. My problem with this is that they're fantastic singers, and they're singing phonetically. They're Chinese. But when they, I feel that I am on your shoulders, you can tell they are very specific in the way they pronounce the words. And I'm going to play a little bit of them, but here's what I think is maybe weird about me. This little Jackie Evanko, you remember her? She was 10 years old, and she sang like she was 35 years old. There's something weird about that to me. It's almost like either I visualize a parent being almost abusive with training, or maybe it's just a kid who's a freak of nature, who's just born. But it still kind of creeps me out a little bit, and I'm kind of tired of it.
Like because that after, toddlers and tiaras.
Exactly.
Type mothers,
after Jackie Evancho, all of a sudden there were three, four, five of these, oh, my goodness, look at this kid, listen to that voice. But there's something creepy about the voice of an adult coming out of a little munchkin kid. Here now are two kids. I don't know their names. They're Chinese. It's China's Got Talent. And I think the song is called You Raise Me Up.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful song. We're going to play a little of the beginning. This is a little boy and girl. They cannot be more than 10, 8 maybe. And then we'll rush to the end, and I want you to hear the end of the song.
And all my soul so weary.
This is a little bitty boy.
When troubles come and my heart's burnt and beat. When I am still.
That's the girl. She's maybe 8 years old.
In a silence until you come and sit a while with me.
Second. That was the equivalent of who's the guy?
The backstage, Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
That was the Asian version, and they were commenting, and they said something like, "I'll tell you one of the." I don't know what they said, but they were going probably unbelievable in Chinese. Go ahead, play a little more. You to go to about 30 seconds from the end, folks. But does anybody agree with me? And Dan hit it. It's like that little JonBenet Ramsey thing.
Well, it's the pageant when a little kids kid, or theater yeah. kids that over, because I see the boy here, he's overdoing it with his hands.
Yes.
Like,
his gestures are the gestures of an adult.
So they've been trained.
Yes. And it bothers me. It's freaky.
Yes, I agree.
All right, go to the end. But no, nobody can quibble about whether or not they're unbelievable,
right.
But there's something not right about a kid that is a miniature adult.
You know, like 10 hours a day of training
exactly.
has gone into
this. That's what I
this,
think.
Yeah.
All right, play the end.
You can almost see them looking off stage too at whoever their handlers,
at their mom.
Yeah, whoever has.
But you're right. The gestures. No.
Look, no normal look, kid yeah, knows how
look,
to do that.
If I had
that,
a kid that could sing that way, I'd put him on there. I'd put him on a show. I'd try to get him to make as much money. It's just something weird. I'm kind of done with the whole Jackie Evancho little child prodigy thing.
Yeah, but they have the kids have obviously have talent. And they can
sing. No, they're
sing.
Very talented.
They can sing. So then the parents jump in and just
and they
really
want to escalate.
Push it, yeah.
And ramp it up.
Yeah.
And you know, if anybody's listening who's offended, if you put your little five-year-old daughter in a beauty pageant or something, you put a lipstick on her and have her strut out there, there's something wrong with you.
We had some here last on Friday.
Yeah.
In the hallway here. There must have been a contest at one of the hotels here because...
I didn't like it when my daughter took dance class. Did Alyssa ever take dance class?
No.
And we'd go to the recitals, and I'd see my daughter in lipstick and makeup, and it bothered me. It bothered me. She's 7 or something, 8 years old. But that's what the dance classes do. And it's a dance routine. But it kind of bothered me. And you nuts out there, if you're out there listening and you put your daughter, you need to get a psychiatrist. Your little 5 or 6-year-old daughter shouldn't look like a hooker. Knock that crap off. Take a couple calls. Some people have been holding like forever. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. John, you're a very patient man. How are you?
I'm very patient. Well, good afternoon, first of all.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
And we took a ride yesterday. I've got a Corvette also. I've talked to you several times. Okay. And we went out to Labadie.
Mm-hmm. I know where it is.
And took St. Albans Road and passed there. Nice area. And
you know that I went out. Well, you know that I went out 100 today with a friend who wanted to take a ride, so I let him drive. We hit 115 on Highway 100. And we ran it up and down and checked, swept it for cops. And we got up to 115 and kind of got scared and backed it off. And he was driving.
That's what this call's about, because we came back. We ate at, I think it's the Hawthorne House.
Yes, I've been there.
And had my wife, she's got all the ducks in a row. She was calling, made reservations before we left St. Charles. And did that, but came back and I parked it by the depot or whatever it is right there. Mm-hmm. And there must have been 20 Corvettes.
Really?
At the time. And they must have had a rally or a car.
Which Corvette do you have?
I've got the C6, one of the last ones, and I don't have a Z06. I wish I
What's
did.
What's the horsepower on your car?
430. I know you laughed.
Yeah,
oh,
sorry. Man.
650.
Yeah, that's right. I'm just kidding. It's a great car.
Yeah. I've got a manual, and you've got a little automatic.
Let me tell you something. You know, we just blew our drag strip, 100. Now the cops are going to be on 100. 100 is actually a pretty good road.
I know. Here's what I'm alluding to. We came back, and we're going down St. Albans Road, okay. And right before we got to Manchester, 100, we were going to make a left and then head back towards 141 in St. Charles. And here's a Mercedes Benz behind me, and he was doinking with me. And as soon as I made that left, I stopped. And I've never nailed it before. I had the traction control on.
I hope you smoked him.
Oh, my, I'm telling you what. Smoked like you wouldn't believe it. Like, and it is going, and I'm going, hey, this is really cool. And, you know, I hit second gear and then third. And I'm thinking, I better let up. My wife's going, don't do that in the car with me.
No, you know what? Your wife's just like my wife. My wife has only been in mine twice. And the first time I said, just get in and take a ride. She didn't care anything about it. So she got in it, and I'm up at Babbler State Park, and I punched it. She put her hands over her eyes, and she says, don't you ever do that again. That's what she said to me.
That's what I was told all the way home.
Now, if you had some young hot chick in there, she'd go,
woo-hoo! Oh, yeah.
Yeah! Let's go to bed! But wives don't tend to like that stuff. Too much.
I don't know, but I've always grew up with hot cars. I'll tell you what, though, you know, like with mine, I mean, it's quick, but I can't imagine.
No, this
what Z06 and it's how many miles do you have on it?
2,800.
Okay, because the guy that does our yard work now, he's got one of those ZL1 Camaros, and it's a detuned engine and mirror thing, but he'd wait 1,500 miles before he could really hop on it.
We just bored everybody who doesn't care about cars. You know that.
I know. I'm sorry to do that.
Too bad for them. Hey, thank you for the call. But be careful on 100. But I'm still going to use 100 until I realize we've just caused the police to place a couple extra patrol officers out there to watch for us. So
AM and a PM.
Thank you, John. Be careful, okay?
You too, sir.
We don't need to lose any listeners, so I want John to be careful. Let me get Russ in here. Russ, how are you?
I'm well. Good afternoon, AM and the PM.
Thank you, Russ. About 2 minutes. What's going on?
You were talking about the children that sound like adults.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they were fidgets.
Fidgets.
Remember the little rascals?
I do. I don't remember.
And those two little midgets trying to dress up like babies, and they were trying to rob everybody.
Yeah. By the way, I just watched for the first time. Did you watch the Little Rascals movie they did about 6-7 years ago?
No, I didn't see that.
I didn't either, but my grandson loves it, so I watched it because he likes it. I got to tell you something. It was a pretty good remake of the Our Gang Little Rascals. They did a really good job. It's a pretty good movie.
Really? Yeah. See, you had the Little Rascals, and then you had Our Gang. There was a separation between the two of them.
But what was the difference? I think it was the same thing.
No, the plans were different. Remember one had Froggy?
Okay, you know what? I'm not enough of an
Froggy
expert.
Froggy was Our Gang. Little Rascals was Spanky, Alfalfa, Darla, Buckwheat.
Okay.
The dog, Junior, there were different players. But anywho, the people driving down the road with the windows up in a convertible.
Yeah, it looks stupid.
You know what that looks like to me?
What?
Looks like people driving down in a tank, a fish tank.
No, it's just
an aquarium.
It's stupid looking.
And man, did you, years ago, you used to have a sponsor called Randy Blunt Chevrolet.
That's correct.
Were you the voice of Grady?
That was the most irritating voice. I can't believe you'd accuse me of that. That was a horribly irritating voice. And,
but you know who that sounds like?
Who?
Think about this. Bart Simpson.
A little bit. A little bit. Yeah. Yeah, I do remember that.
I just knew you did a lot of voice. I didn't know if that was you. I know Dan did it. Blame it on Dan.
Dan, were you Grady?
No, I wasn't Grady.
Yeah, I agree. No, I wasn't, but I agree. It was horribly irritating.
Russ, nice to hear from you. We got to run. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. See, now that we don't have time, all the phones are lit up. Should I take one and give them 1 minute? No, can't do it. Okay. Precision Coatings. Wow, has this turned out to be a great relationship. They just waterproofed my house. And the price was pretty much about what I paid last time to do it, but I think they did a much better job because I watched them. You know, when you work at your house, you don't want them to know you're watching them, but you kind of
Look
out the blinds or something and watch them. And they did a really good job. And my wife watched a little, just a couple of minutes of what she even said. She said, well, they're really doing a good job. They're going to come out in the spring and they're going to paint the entire back of my house. And I'm glad I don't need them to do it now. I'm sure they could, but they're busy. Now, here's what they would suggest to you. When the weather turns to crap, and it will really soon, you can't paint outside. On a few select days, you can. So they're going to be doing a lot of indoor painting. If you have a business and you want to completely change the feel and the look of a room or your house for the holidays, you can make a room a totally different room just by painting it. It freshens everything up. This is who you want to have do it. Unless you yourself are a professional painter, don't do it. One, you'll either fall off a ladder and hurt yourself, or two, you'll mess it up. It won't be a good straight edge, and it'll look like and it bleeds through, and you go, oh, I should have put another coat on it. Don't do all that. Let the pros do it. And here's who they are. Precision Coating, 636-244-5243. They do power washing. They do drywall repair. Because sometimes when you paint indoors, you got to do drywall repair. If you do it right. And interior, exterior, residential, commercial, again, 636-244-5243, Precision Coatings. You're probably in the car. You can't remember that number. Remember this. Just go to francopinion.com. Click on sponsors. Take you right to the link to their site, Precision Coatings.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to